Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Corns. We're here every Sunday night for approximately 8 to 10 with some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz. So we hope you'll stick around. We've got some swinging sounds ahead of us. We're going to take the break for the news at the top of the hour for about 5 minutes. We'll be back for our second hour. So let's hope you'll swing along with us tonight. In the big band era, the two most famous big bands and popular big bands of many of the big bands was Benny Goodman and Artie Shaw, and they were both leaders and who played stellar clarinet. As we moved into the modern jazz era, very few clarinet players surfaced, among them Tony Scott and Jimmy Giuffre, and I guess you could put Jimmy Hamilton from the Ellington Band in that category. And there's one other stellar clarinetist that was on the modern jazz scene in the 50s and 60s and 70s, and that was Buddy DeFranco, and he's going to be our spotlight artist of the week. So we're going to sample some of Buddy's recording legacy and open it up with an album on the Definitive label cut in May of 56 called the Buddy DeFranco Wailers. And it was an all-star aggregation of wailers. Besides Buddy on clarinet, we have Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet, the versatile Jimmy Rawls on piano, the ever-swinging Barney Kessel on guitar, Bob Stone on bass, Bobby White on drums. And here they do a Gershwin composition, Let's Call the Whole Thing Off. was our highlight, our start of the week. But our clarinetist, Buddy DeFranco, from his album Buddy DeFranco Wailers, doing a fine old Gershwin evergreen, Let's Call the Whole Thing Off. And besides a fine solo by Buddy DeFranco, we had Harry Edison there on trumpet and some fine rhythm guitar by Barney Kessel.
Well, I'm going to start off with a group led by pianist Johnny Varro. And this is from an Arbor CD entitled The Johnny Varro Swing 7. In addition to Johnny on piano, we'll hear from Randy Sankey on trumpet, Dan Barrett on trombone, Phil Bodner on alto sax, Harry Allen on tenor sax, Frank Tate on bass, and Joe Ascione on drums. This is a tune written by Sam Lewis and John Klinner entitled Just Friends. Thank you. was Just Friends, featuring the Johnny Varro Swingtet with Johnny on piano, Randy Sankey on trumpet, Dan Barrett on trombone, Phil Bodner on alto sax, who also threw in a solo on clarinet, Harry Allen on tenor sax, Frank Tate on bass, and Joe Asciano on drums. That was from an Arbor CD released in 1995.
We continue our salute to clarinetist Buddy DeFranco. And now we're going to do something with Buddy and the Oscar Peterson Quartet. The quartet is composed of course, Buddy, along with Oscar Peterson on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown, which is the original Oscar Peterson trio. Then they brought in Louis Belson on drums to make it a quartet. This was recorded in L.A. on October 29th of 1954. And, we're doing another Gershwin tune. This is Buddy DeFranco doing Fascinating Rhythm. Thank you. That was Buddy DeFranco, along with the Oscar Peterson Quartet, doing George and Ira Gershwin's composition, Fascinating Rhythm. And the quartet was comprised of course, Oscar on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, Louis Belson on drums. It was recorded in L.A. in October of 1954.
Well, next we'll hear from Paul Desmond and Jerry Mulligan. This is from an RCA Bluebird CD entitled Two of a Mind. It features Paul on alto sax and Jerry on baritone sax, along with Joe Benjamin on bass and Mel Lewis on drums. And it's a tune written by Paul Desmond, and it's the title tune for the CD, Two of a Mind.
Thank you.
And that was Two of a Mind, a tune written there by Paul Desmond and featuring Paul on alto sax, along with Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax, Joe Benjamin on bass, and Mel Lewis on drums. That was from a CD of the same name, Two of a Mind. It was originally recorded on the RC label in 1962 and then remastered and re-released on the Bluebird label in 2003.
I stated at the top of the show, I introduced Buddy DeFranco, the clarinetist, as a highlight artist, that back in the swing era, the two most famous and successful big bands were led by clarinet players, Benny Goodman and Artie Shaw. So in the 50s, Buddy DeFranco cut about five different LPs saluting the music of Benny Goodman and Artie Shaw. And portions of those LPs were released on a compilation called Buddy DeFranco Holy Cats, dedicated to the work of Benny Goodman and Artie Shaw. And so we're going to dip into those reissued LPs and do a tune that was dedicated to Benny Goodman, written by Benny Goodman, called Benny's Bugle. It includes Don Fagerquist on trumpet, Georgie Auld on tenor sax, Victor Feldman on vibes, Kyle Perkins on piano, transplanted Naptown piano player, Barney Kessel on guitar, another transplanted Naptown player, Leroy Vinegar on bass, Stan Levy on drums, and they do Benny Goodman's own composition, Benny's Bugle. Thank you. That was Benny's Bugle, written by Benny Goodman, and that was from Buddy DeFranco, our clarinetist and highlight artist of the week, doing a salute to the Benny Goodman era. And besides Benny on clarinet, we've got Donna Fagerquist on trumpet, Georgie Auld on tenor sax, Victor Feldman on vibes, Carl Perkins on piano, Barney Kessel on guitar, Leroy Vinegar on bass, Stan Levy on drums. And that was cut back in the 50s by Buddy DeFranco saluting the swing era of Benny Goodman. So what's up next, Al?
Well, up next we'll hear from baritone sax artist Cecil Payne. And this is from an LP on the Charlie Parker Records label entitled Cecil Payne Performs Charlie Parker Music. In addition to Cecil on baritone sax, we'll hear from Clark Terry on flugelhorn, Duke Jordan on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Charlie Persip on drums. This is a tune Bird wrote entitled The Hymn. Thank you. And that was the hymn, a tune written by Charlie Parker, and featuring Cecil Payne on baritone sax, Clark Terry on flugelhorn, Duke Jordan on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Charlie Persip on drums. That was from an LP entitled Cecil Payne Performs Charlie Parker Music on the Charlie Parker Records label, released in 1961.
Next up is an album that our highlight artist, Buddy DeFranco, cut on the Concord label in September of 92. And it's the Buddy DeFranco Quintet. And it includes, along with Buddy, Larry Novak on piano, who is out of Chicago, spent a lot of time as a house pianist at the London House on Wacker there. Joe Cohn on guitar, that's the son of saxophonist Al Cohn. The very versatile Keeter Betts, who spent a lot of time with Charlie Bird on guitar out in Washington, D.C. Jimmy Cobb on drums, who worked a long time with Miles. And this is a composition written by one of Indianapolis's finest, Carl Perkins, called Grooveyard. our Spotlight Artist of the Week, Buddy DeFranco on clarinet from his album on a Concord label called Chip Off the Old Bop. And that was a composition written by pianist Carl Perkins called Grooveyard. And besides Buddy, you heard a nice solo there by Larry Novak on piano and Joe Cohn on guitar. So what's up next, Al?
Well, this has been The Feeling of Jazz on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 on your FM dial. We're here every Sunday night for 2 hours from 8 to 10 with a break in the middle for the news, which is coming up soon. So we hope you'll stick around for the next hour after the news. And then think about coming back next week at the same time. We'll be here. I'm Al Korns. Our co-host is Kent Lindquist. We're going to wrap up this hour with the Dave Bailey Sextet. And this is from an epic LP entitled One Foot in the Gutter. In addition to Dave on drums, we'll hear again from Clark Terry, who we heard previously with the Cecil Payne Group. And also from Curtis Fuller on trombone, Junior Cook on tenor sax, Horace Parlin on piano, and Peck Morrison on bass. And this is a tune written by Clark Perry, and it's a title tune from the LP, One Foot in the Gutter.
Ladies and gentlemen, now we'd like to play a Clark Terry original. It's a blues entitled, a bluesy type tune, rather, entitled One Foot in the Gutter. We'll be right back.